Yeah, certainly disappointed, but you know, we gotta make sure you put your expectations kind of in check, in the sense of, we didn't, our organization just hasn't really been very good on the short tracks this year. You know, it's kind of a learning period for us, but you know, we put our best effort forward. We had no mistakes today. Did everything I possibly could. Just I had nothing there to go. And I think with our best teammate running 10th and the other guys having two teammates ahead of our best one, it just, you know, we just, our car didn't have enough speed to go up there and compete.
All right. Well, we are now also joined by Brad Keselowski, who is utilizing our chat, I believe, and Joey Logano as well. So we, as a reminder, if you have a question for any of these guys, make sure that you just initiate their conversation first, and we will go to Bob Pockers next. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, this is for Brad. Did you get any explanation on why the pit stops were slow, and do you think that pretty much cost you?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at that. You know, obviously, end of stage two is right where I wanted to be in the lead, and you know, we lost a spot, so it's not fun, but it's a team effort, and it was tough to fight back through. We got up the second there at the end, and I feel like, you know, we were pretty equal, the nine car, and I would have loved to had a chance to race it out, but it's not the way it played out.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next one from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey guys, congratulations on a strong season. This is for anybody who wishes to answer this one. So we've just completed one of the most unusual seasons, if not the most unusual, in NASCAR history. After a year like this, how excited are you guys for the future?
Well, if you can get through a year like this in your NASCAR, it certainly bodes well. The only thing left was an asteroid strike, but I thought it was really amazing what the sport was able to achieve, that we're able to get all the races in, and you know, to be here today and have a great race for a championship. I think that's really impressive, and NASCAR maybe doesn't get enough credit for being able to pull all that off considering the landscape. You know, I think there's no shortage of us, including myself, that are quick to criticize, but I think we should also be quick to applaud for everything that's happened this year, and them to be able to pull all this off, run all the races, and do it at a high level.
Thank you.
Take our next question from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Brad, with the speed in your car today and everything, does it feel like this one maybe got away?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I feel like I did all I could do. You know, with that in mind, you try to shake it off and move on. I mean, I can't change anything about what happened, and I hate it for my guys that that's the way it played out, but so it goes.
All right, we'll take our next question from Daniel McFadden. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, Denny, at what point over the course of the race did you begin to maybe realize your car wasn't going to have what you needed to be able to challenge for the top spot?
I don't know. I mean, I up until the last stage, the leader was always 12 lengths in front of me, but there was always a car or two between. I don't know. I mean, we just, you know, I thought early on in the race, we were pretty good. I think we caught the 22 late in the run, but then, you know, I saw the 9 coming through the field, and then I saw even on the long run, he was reeling us all in. So we just, you know, we didn't have enough car potential for us. You know, our balance was not bad, maybe a little bit off, but just not enough in reserve. You know, I think the other Penske and Hendrick both had two teammates inside the top 10 before we even got to our next best Toyota teammate. So it just, our organization's got to get a little bit better on these types of tracks, and especially, you know, it being that's going to be the deciding factor in the championship. It's you know, we just overall got to get a little bit better. And so for me, I knew probably around lap 200 that, you know, we needed some special circumstances to kind of go our way.
All right. Do we have any questions in here for Joey Logano? Let's get him a question. Let me know.
I do.
Go ahead, Tucker.
This is technically for all three of you. I'll start with Joey, since she brought it up. What effect did the PJ1 have on this race today? Because I noticed it kind of made it times was hard to even pass, especially for the lead there.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, similar to what it was here in the spring. You know, the width of it was a little bit different, but, you know, not much different than what we had. I thought the racing was actually pretty good because of it. I'm pretty certain, almost 100% certain, that it would not be as good without the PJ1. We've raced this racetrack for years without it, and it wasn't the best of races. So I feel like it's helped the passing some, at least helps the car behind him, behind you, be able to stay close to you enough to maybe, you know, free the car up in front of you. We saw a lot of passes made that way where cars were packing air on each other to free them up, and a lot of passes were made like that. So PJ1 helps that. It still makes it very challenging to pass. It's not an easy track to pass. It's not easy to pass anyone in the Cup Series. The best drivers in the and stock cars right here. So everybody knows what they're doing. It's going to make passing a lot harder than other series.
Anything else going on, Denny and Brad there?
No. All right. We'll go to our next one. Jose Romero, go ahead.
Hey, this question is for Joey. Joey, you led for the first 119 laps. How well did that bode for you, did you think? And did you, you know, you figured something was going to happen after that, but to get off to that kind of start, were you feeling pretty good?
Yeah, we had a great start. We had good track position. Our pit crew was on it just like they've been, you know, this whole playoffs. I've said it before, they're a pressure team. They love the pressure, and they truly rise to the occasion. And they did that the whole race. They did it even the last stop on the green, was able to get ourselves out in front of the nine by a pretty good distance. And like I said, the nine just kind of fired off a lot faster. And kept going, and then we get another tire vibration there towards the end, last 25 laps, 30 laps of the run. So, I thought we were in a good spot. You know, we were right with the nine right before the green flag cycle, and was able to come out in front of him. And then, like I said, he just had a lot of speed that last run. I really found something.
All right, we'll take our next one from Michael Knight. Michael, you might be on mute. Okay, we can circle back. Mark Garrow, go ahead.
Thank you. This is for Joey and Brad. Guys, to be so close, I mean, performance-wise, you guys were there. How disappointing is it to have a car potential to win and then not to have it just kind of slip away there at the end for both of you? I'd love to hear what you both have to say about that, please.
Well, obviously, you know, when you don't win, it hurts. You know, it definitely stings. I told the guys before the race started, though, I said, in these situations, when you get to the championship four, you can't lose. You either win or you become stronger. Unfortunately, we got stronger today. And we learned a lot about ourselves and learned that we are capable, right? We're capable of executing when we needed to. We just needed to go faster. That was the one thing. So, but I think overall, there's a lot to be proud of throughout the season, where we've come from, how much we've grown as a team, especially with the crew chief swap, you know, throughout in the beginning of the season this year and without practice, that was a pretty big hurdle to try to jump. And I feel like we've done a good job through the playoffs, really, you know, coming into our own. That makes me really excited about 2021 because we're starting way further ahead than where we did this year. You know, with the schedule being somewhat similar with limited practice sessions, you know, I feel a lot better going the next year than we did this year. So, a lot to be proud of. You need to look at the silver linings. You need to look at your mistakes and where you could be better. It still doesn't take the pain away, but that's how you get by at least.
All right, we've got time for a couple more. We'll go Michael Knight and then Jerry Jordan.
Could Brad answer that?
Mark, go ahead.
That's okay. Brad, just a question. I mean, you know, sometimes you get in these situations and you don't have a chance. You guys had a chance. And what's the disappointment level knowing that you had a chance and it got away as opposed to getting blown out?
Oh, shoot. I thought all the tough questions were only for Joey. I feel like I did all I could do today. I mean, certainly I'm disappointed, but I'm also proud. At the same time, my team – brought a great car and we ran a hell of a race. You know, one stage two and made a convincing case that, you know, probably could have won the race today, but it just didn't come together, you know, with the track position. So, you know, I can be disappointed at that, or I think I'm probably more focused on the positives. We're really fast. I feel like I ran a great race, and I'm proud of that.
All right, now we'll go Michael Knight and then Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, for Brad, I asked you earlier in the week what you thought the effect of you having the choose line rule here for the first time would be. How did that play out based on your anticipation? And also, it didn't seem like we saw as much aggressive dive bombing down onto the apron as maybe we've seen in the past. Yeah. Could you tell me why? And lastly, for all three or whoever might comment, when you heard that Chase was going to have to start at the back today, what went through your mind?
Well, first off, on the choose rule, I mean, I think it would have been a bigger deal if we got a late race yellow. We didn't get any yellows at the end of the race, the truck race, Xfinity race. There was a bunch of yellows at the end, and we didn't see a yellow, I think, the entire last stage, if I remember right. So it's hard for that to be a factor, the choose rule, when you don't have a lot of restarts. And I think that's why you didn't see any of those moves and things like that in the cup race. But what was the other question? I'm sorry.
For you or whoever else would want to comment, when you heard that Chase was going to have to start at the back, what did you think?
No, just for me personally, cup races are so long, it's really not a big deal. And stage points didn't really matter for this race. So just didn't feel like it was a big deal.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, so we have some more drivers coming in, including Cole Custer and Jimmy Johnson. So we have time for three more. We'll go Jerry Jordan, Lee Spencer, and John Haverling. Go ahead, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. For whoever's there, you know, obviously not the outcome that any of y'all wanted today, but are you guys glad to put 2020 behind you? And what do you take away for the 2021 season, to going into this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun this year. I can't speak for everyone else, but, we fought through everybody. The industry fought through a lot of stuff, and we ran great races and put on great shows and missed not having the fans, but also enjoyed being able to spend more time at home with my family on Thursdays and Fridays that we would have never had before. So, it's a bizarre year, but, the obstacle is kind of the way, and we made the most of it.
Joey?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think it's when you look at what the sport was able to do together, working together, the guys that are out there, trying to win every week, do anything for a win, was able to all come together as one. And I think, everyone should be very proud of that. The sport should be proud of that. Every partner that's involved had some kind of idea of how to go back racing. I think Steve O'Donnell and NASCAR, everybody at NASCAR should be very proud and deserve a lot of credit for getting everyone to work together, put working groups together during the pandemic when we were not racing, at least, and being able to come together. In a year where everyone feels so separated in ways that feel like we are united more than ever. So I think there's a lot to be proud of there.
Thank y'all.
All right, we'll go Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, and congratulations, Showman, on a good season. Kind of following up on that, after what we've been through in the pandemic, are there any recommendations? And I ask this because you both are champions and well-respected in the sport. Are there any recommendations, from the lessons learned this year that you would take to Daytona, as far as voicing opinions as to what could make the sport more productive in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think personally, it proves to us that the craziest things you could think of and things that we would never be open to do before this year is possible. Nothing's ever as crazy as you think it is, right? I mean, if you told us we were going to a road course and never have practice, and we're just going to line up and race. And you told us that in January, February, we said, you're nuts. That would never happen. We got to have a test session. We got to have a bunch of practice. It is not possible. Right. And we did it, and it was a great race right down in Daytona. So I think the biggest thing is just that we can all take away from this is that, you know, we could be more open-minded to change and know that, you know, as different as things feel, eventually it becomes a new normal. And I think that was a big challenge for everybody. Change isn't easy, you know, for anybody, but I think overall, you know, everybody really was open to it and had to, right? You're forced to do it. And now we know what we're capable of as a sport. And yeah, I think there's a lot of key learning from this year, whether, like I said, from scheduling, cost savings, you know, still being able to put on a great race, which is the most important piece for our fans. So looking forward to next year when we can get some fans back to the racetrack, and hopefully we get through this pandemic soon, because it's nice to be able to have a packed out house like we used to have.
Brad?
Yeah, lessons, you know, we can do a lot more with a lot less than we ever thought we could, I think is, you know, what Joey was trying to say. And, you know, I was really encouraged by our ability to stay safe, and not that we were perfect as an industry. I mean, certainly we had a few people get sick, but all in all, it went pretty well. And hopeful that we can bring our fans back for Daytona Speed Weeks. I know a lot of people are pushing hard for that. Sign me up for the club. And, you know, then we got huge initiatives for the sport with the new car and all that. And a lot going on. So, you know, all in all, like I said at the beginning, Lee, I think this year showed that if we can make it through this, that we can make it through a lot of different things. So I'm optimistic to see how that will play out.
Super. Thank you. Safe travels, gentlemen.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, and our final question for these three will come from John Haverland. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, if I could have each driver maybe answer this. I just wanted to get everyone's thoughts on having Phoenix as the championship track versus having Homestead now. And would you like to see would you like to see Phoenix be the track that hosts it for years to come?
Well, I thought it was great. Shoot, the racing was really good. The cars were really hard to drive like they should be. Maybe that's not the case on the 550 tracks. In general, I thought it was great for the sport. I mean, if you had a fast car, you'd probably like it more than if you didn't. But, you know, in general, I think NASCAR was built on the smaller tracks, and the championship being awarded on them feels right to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a great racetrack for today. I thought the racing was pretty good. I'm a fan of moving around like the Super Bowl moves around. I kind of think we should be open to doing things like that. But I think overall, you know, it's going to be an interesting race no matter what. When there's so much on the line and so much pressure, no matter where you go, it is going to be an interesting race. And the top four cars are going to be the top four cars because they're the best of the year, and they're going to bring the most to the table when it matters the most. So, you know, I thought the racing was good. You know, there was late race caution like there was in the other two races here this weekend, but I was hoping for it. I wanted to come down pit road one more time and see if we could come out up front and try to get a win, but you know, it was not in the cards today. So, but overall, you know, I'd say the racing was good.
Denny, did you have anything to add?
No, I think that, you know, I'm good with it moving around. I'm good with it staying here for a little bit. Certainly think that Phoenix Raceway invested money into the fan experience, and any track that does that, you know, deserves to have a big race. And you know, to me, facilities is a big hitter in my mind for the fan experience, and they invested money in it. The city is a sports town. A lot of stuff goes on in this city beyond, you know, racing, other sports. So we always have had great crowds here, no matter what's going on, whether we race two races a year here, and it was a playoff race or not, it was always a packed crowd. So this place deserves the race that it got. But I'm also, like Joey, I agree that, you know, you should move it around a little bit, but you want to make sure that it's a town and a city and a track that is up to par for what a place like this is.
All right. Well, Denny, Brad, and Joey, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congrats on really great seasons, and have a great offseason. We'll see you next year.
Thank you. See you next year. Have a great holidays, guys.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And to all of the media, we are going to be joined here by Cole Custer momentarily. So we will get him set up. And then after Cole, we will take it to the media center to be joined by our 7-time champion, Jimmy Johnson. So if you have a question for Cole, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, and I will try to get through as many as possible.